Why are we, like, way over here?
I was just wondering the same thing. Come on, Jody.
Did you push me over?
Jody, you need some extra room.
Is my breath bad?
No.
Let's go. Sorry.
With the time off, and we talked about it, and the time away from home, you know, it's been over 2 weeks since you played a home game. To come out and have a performance like that, just what's that say about your guys again?
Well, so I think that this month has been circled on the calendar, and I know it wasn't divisional opponents, but it's 8 road games, 4 at home, and I think at the time we played them, 9 of them were in the playoffs. So that was a big gauge for us, and we came out of it above 500, and I think it was a good measuring stick the whole month for us. But we needed a break, and we needed a rest. And I think throughout a season, you get taken advantage of when you're playing 3 and 4 and back-to-back, but you have a chance to take advantage of teams when that happens. And we took advantage of a really good team tonight, playing 3 games in 4 nights and having to travel. And but you have to do that. You can't let those slide. And that's a really good hockey team over there, and you can see why they've they continue to win the way they do. But looking at our team, and as I measure us through this month of February playing the quality opponents we did, I'm pretty pleased the way things have gone. And for us to have this little break we did, we took advantage of it. But in saying that, it's one game. Now we're gonna rip through March, which is, how many games do we have in March? 15? 15 games in 31 days. So now we're going every other. There's no more break again until April, and we're playing our division. We're playing the teams that we potentially could be playing if we get into the dance. And these are the teams we have to measure ourselves and beat. And so here's our next test.
Your team struggled a bit to find their rhythm on the power play. What does it do for the confidence tonight to get?
Well, I think, to be honest, I think our confidence grew in the power play as it went. To get that 4 minutes, and then we kind of did nothing with the first two. We weren't shooting, but I really liked the second one. And I think I don't even know if we registered a shot, but we took 7. We just couldn't hit the net. Mm-hmm. And I thought if we could just, tighten our sights up a little bit and get pucks to the net, we would have been better off. And eventually we were doing that, and rebounds were coming. We had good possession. I loved our entries. But then we started making plays. Phil makes a really heady play to Callahan on the first one, and then Stammer being Stammer on the second one. But he has scored from there, and that was a big thing. I guess you look at Phil's, and that was kind of the pretty play that we always look for, but shooting pucks and creating scrambles and rebounds, what we're looking for, and it was a big part of why we won tonight.
Speaking of taking advantage, I know they came out still strong, and then they played last night. How big was that first period, killing those 3 penalties, especially
Bridge
there?
Well, yeah, that was a little unexpected, mm-hmm. because some guys are sitting on the bench for a long time when that happens, and it was a great energy in the building tonight. There was a few fans for the visitors there, but it was just great energy, and our fans were great. And as the game built, you just felt that energy, and it was a lot of fun to be a part of that game. But as I said before, we just got to keep fine tuning our game and can't so much worry about what other teams are doing. We've got to worry about ourselves, and tonight was a good start.